Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Ninjas, why does nothing we ever do never works? It makes me sad and he says we are so bad at doing bad.
Oh, boss, no, don't cry, boss. Here, we got something for you.
The Purple Ninjas handed Dr. Stinky Breath some stinky flowers and a box of stinky chocolate.
Oh, thank you very much, Purple Ninjas. I feel better already. And this change in my emotions has given me a great idea. Purple Ninjas, go get me 3 bags of dirt. It's about to get a little dirty in here.
It was a beautiful Monday morning as Jaden and Ava were both on the same bus with their class, on their way to a field trip.
To the chocolate factory! Holy smokes, that sounds like an awesome field trip.
Jaden's face was pressed up against the glass because he was just so excited.
Ava, I can't wait to get there. Do you think they're gonna let us, like, taste chocolate?
I don't know, said Ava. I'm really excited to learn about, like, how chocolate, like, starts from a seed and grows up all the way into a delicious chocolate bar. Do you think they, like, pluck the chocolate off of the trees?
I actually haven't really thought of that, said Jaden.
The only thing I'm thinking about right now is that I hope they give us a test on all the flavors. You know, we gotta match up the flavor to the name of the chocolate. I'm pretty sure I would pass that one because I wanna taste them all.
If you couldn't tell, they were both very excited about this chocolate field trip, which I can't blame them for. I would feel just as excited as they are.
There it is!
Shouted Jaden. Off in the distance, they could see it. This ginormous chocolate factory. The school bus turned into the parking lot, screeched on the brakes, and came to a stop.
All right, class, we are right on schedule, said their teacher. We only have about 5 minutes until the tour begins, so everyone come on out of the bus and form a single file line.
Jaden, Ava, and their entire class started following the tour guide around the facility. But first they began in a very hot and wet room.
Whoa, I was not expecting it to be this hot. Where in the world are we?
Said Jaden.
Looks like they're taking us inside a greenhouse, said Ava.
Oh, cool. Look. Those are cocoa trees.
A greenhouse is a very specially made room that has dirt on the bottom, on the floor, for plants to grow. And it's completely covered and surrounded so that it can be temperature controlled. You see, those cocoa trees, they need to be grown inside of a rainforest. And unfortunately, Ava and Jaden don't live near a rainforest. And so that's where they've built a rainforest inside of this greenhouse, which means it's very hot and very wet.
Whoa, are those the pods?
Ava couldn't believe it. It was so awesome. Those trees had these bright yellow pods, which is the first step towards getting to a chocolate bar.
All right, everyone, keep following me, said the tour guide. We're off to the fermentation room.
The ferment what? Said Jaden.
Oh, the fermentation room, said Ava. I bet that's where they ferment the beans from those pods. Come on!
As the whole class followed the tour guide into this new room, there it was.
Spread out on all these tables were slimy beans. Ugh. Wait a second. You mean our chocolate comes from that?
Said Jaden. Their tour guide heard Jaden and laughed.
Yes, Jaden. Yeah, remember those yellow pods from those trees in the greenhouse? Well, first they have to take those pods down and then they open them up, said Ava. Inside are those slimy beans
that need to be fermented. That brings out all the delicious flavors for later.
I'm just glad my chocolate isn't as slimy as those beans, said Jaden.
As they walked on the rest of the way, the tour guide started to tell them all about the magical powers of chocolate. You see, and that is called tryptophan, said the tour guide as he was pointing to a ginormous whiteboard. Tryptophan is a pretty impressive amino acid. All right, let me ask a question. When you eat a piece of chocolate, does it change the way you feel? Jaden didn't even need a second to shoot his arm up in the sky. Yes, Jaden, said the tour guide.
When I eat chocolate, it makes me happier, shouted Jaden.
Yes, you're right. Chocolate can make us happier, but it can also have a lot of sugar, which we should not eat too much of. But this very special amino acid found in chocolate called tryptophan, it can produce feelings in our brain that makes us feel happy.
Whoa, I didn't know that, said Ava.
See, Ava, I told you, we all just need more chocolate in our lives, said Jaden.
I don't think that's what he meant, Jaden, said Ava.
The tour continued on the rest of the morning, and they finally made it all the way to the oven where they cook those beans. You see, the process is those cocoa trees make those pods. They take the pods and open them up and wait for those slimy beans to get all their delicious flavors through that process called fermentation. Right. Once those beans are nice and fermented, then they need to be dried out in a nice hot oven for a very long time. Jaden and Ava and their whole class were having one of the best days of their life, learning all about how chocolate is made. But meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab,
look at these pepper ninjas.
Dr. Stinky Breath was doing his own experiments.
Boss, why are you digging in the dirt like that?
Well, you could say I'm planting this seed for testing.
What kind of testing and what kind of seed is that? Never seen one that looks like that.
Well, you could say this is a special seed that will make a very special kind of chocolate.
Oh, I see. This is how we're going to take over the world. Oh, wow. I like this idea.
Oh, no. What in the world are they doing? I hope they're not able to destroy chocolate for the rest of us through whatever crazy experiments Dr. Stinky Breath is doing. Oh, no. This is going to be some really bad news for Jaden and Ava if this actually comes true. But wait a second. How in the world could he take over the world through chocolate? That doesn't make any sense to me. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.